reality.
Back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Back to Reality, where we discuss various topics and then bring you back to reality. I'm your humble host, Muzaffar Haider. Here in the studio today, we have with us my main man, Brother Ja'far. Assalamu alaikum to you, brother.
Alaikum salam. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you. We go way back. And we have Sister Zainab. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Zainab.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Where are you from?
I'm from Indian Administrated Kashmir.
It seems like racism in this dark world all around us is increasing. What is going on? It should have decreased. It should have become lesser. After all of the great personalities that we've had throughout our history, we've had Shaheed Malcolm X, may Allah bless his soul. We've had people like Martin Luther King. We've had people like Nelson Mandela. We've had, going further and further back, even the great personalities of Islam itself. And Islam has promoted so heavily the emphasis on, look, you are one united brotherhood. Humanity is the best of races. And yet, you know, racism is increasing. What is going on? Why is this happening?
In my opinion, what I think the reason behind the rise in racism is this whole concept of me, that I'm better than you. I need to show my authority over you, so I'm gonna, in a sense, demean you, make you feel like nothing. Take any, I guess, power or authority that you have and nullify it completely,
mm-hmm.
right? The whole basis of the U.S. coming into existence was the killing of the indigenous people. Right? Because in their eyes, in the eyes of the Europeans that came over, they were nothing. These are people who used to throw rocks and had slings compared to the Europeans who came in with artillery and weapons. Right? In their eyes, because they were more advanced, they thought, okay, we're better than you. You have to work for us. It shouldn't be the other way around. Like, dare you say that, you know, we're lesser beings than you.
So you're saying racism is closely linked to colonialism and imperialism.
Yes.
So it is essentially bullying. And actually, you defined racism quite correctly right there, because it is about, in a nutshell, one race deeming itself to be superior to another race.
Exactly. So you have many examples throughout history where, suppose, in whichever holy book it was written, oh, God's talking about us. We're the guys. The rest of you, you're at a lower stage, right? So I guess the basis of racism came from that. Instead of looking at one another as equals, what we're trying to do is we say, look, we're better than you, so you have to subject to us.
Yeah.
But in reality, we should all be subjecting to God as one, right? As one, suppose, group, as one set of like pieces in the basis of the world, right? As humankind in completion here, you should all be subjecting to God.
Yeah.
Not one another saying, oh, look, I got something that you don't. Because we all have our weaknesses. I don't think any group of people can say, oh, look, we're the best and we have no weaknesses. That's only God.
Sister Zainab, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think we have a proverb in our local language, in Kashmiri language, which means that empty drums make much noise.
Uh-huh.
So I think this superiority complex kind of thing comes into this, something that's behind racism is superiority complex. And this superiority complex comes into the minds of these empty drums. The brothers said, kneel off the bottom. I went there and they were kneel off the bottom. They were nothing. When these people feel endangered, they get this complex that I am something, I am someone. But the more knowledge you have, you actually have, the more you're filled. If you're a filled drum, you will make much less noise. We have example of like, if we have a tree that bears more fruits, it is more down towards earth. And like, I guess the basic idea that's behind racism is superiority complex based on nothing, based on that empty drum.
And that's why it's increasing, actually, because these empty drums are making much, much more noise, their message is reaching further and to more people. I mean, I guess the racist ideas are easier to talk about. And when I say that, I have to be careful because people will think that I'm referring to blatant racism. I'm not. I'm talking about the subtle racism which exists throughout mainstream media. It's just the hegemonic idea of, for example, the white race being superior, you know, that hegemonic idea, which is unavoidable. You can't really escape from it. Wherever you look, you'll see the kind of white savior complex or themes of that nature shining through. Now what we're seeing is a backlash against the recognition of that, where white people are saying, well, I'm being targeted too. I'm being told that I'm inherently evil because I'm white. And they're right, because that is what some people are espousing. So racism is going both ways.
I think even the words that you used right now, right? Yeah. You said white people. You've already separated a group of people just based on what? On color. The way that they look. Mm. On like what they speak, right? But in the Quran, it shows that, look, all people are one of the same.
Except for taqwa.
Yeah. That we're all at the same level here, right? But what society has done now, and it's obviously, it's getting worse. You're understanding a group or a culture through physical attributes.
We're speaking about, it seems like racism in this dark world all around us is increasing.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
See, okay, so do you believe that we should be colorblind? Because lots of people say that, you know, I'm colorblind. You look like a white person to me, even if there's a black person standing in front of them, right? And they'll be like, you know, I don't see you as brown. I see you as the same as me, but I'm not the same as you. I am different, you know? So should we be colorblind?
I'm saying there's a lack of understanding between people.
Ascent, so right.
That results in us labeling people this or that, depending on what we deem is okay and what we deem is not okay.
Yeah.
Right? Because the whole concept of racism came from, I guess you could say, it came from one group thinking, okay, look, these people were nice to me, so, you know, we're going to give them some respect.
Yeah.
These people, you know, they didn't help me out as much, so we're going to drop their level a bit. Uh-huh. Right? And that spread throughout history to an extent where now you have a group of people from a certain part of the world and they're deemed better, but with no basis behind it. It's just because of where they're from, what language they speak, the color of their skin, they have this quote-unquote superiority over someone who doesn't have these qualities.
Yeah.
But there's no basis behind, like, there's no difference. If you really look at these two people, there's no, like, substantial difference between the two.
So the Holy Quran says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنَّ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا. I find that so beautiful. So it says, O mankind, we've created you into male and female and into groups and tribes so that you may know one another. So in other words, there are differences between you. Yes, you do have different colors, different skins, different genders. You know, you are all different. And we've done this so that you can recognize each other. Recognize. I think that a big part of the problem is the recognition is not there. There are certain people who are discriminated against because of the color of their skin. We have to try to feel that pain that those minority groups are feeling, whatever color they might be. But the next part of the verse is even more beautiful. It says, "Inna akramakum 'inda Allah atqakum." Surely the best of you with Allah are those who have the most taqwa, those who
are
always struggle
pious.
To find a...
The most pious.
Yeah, the most pious, those who fear Allah the most, or those who refrain from doing bad things.
When you perform the obligatory things and you avoid the what is forbidden.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that way you become more pious. And if you are obeying Allah, you are...
So it doesn't matter which tribe or nation you belong
to. It doesn't matter.
To.
You know, it's we as human beings. It's beyond our imagination. We have divided ourselves on the basis of physical features, mm-hmm. basically. And dividing ourselves on the basis of physical features, we fail to understand the other person's, you know, inner side. And that's what Allah was saying in the same verse, that, you know, I want you to recognize each other, not on the basis of physical features. As long as I am not going to listen to a person, I cannot understand him. I cannot understand someone on the basis of his color, on the basis of his height, on the basis of someone else. These are the divisions, these are the, you know, racist things that we developed. And thanks to media techniques for that. We use so many media techniques in order to make a thing very bold, like a media technique called big lie. There's a media technique called big lie, and this so much works. For example, this technique was used by the United States while it was in war with Russia, I guess. I think. They said that Neil Armstrong went to moon, whereas he never went to moon. No country was ever able to send anyone to moon. Did you know that? Yeah. So that's a big general lie, but it worked. Yeah. It worked at that time. You know, it took US to some, you know.
Yeah, back then, though, they actually had a phone conversation live, and it was live broadcasted to between the man on the moon and the president of the United States. And everybody was watching it live. And the president was picking up the phone. He was like, oh, so you're on the moon? Congratulations. And then the guy who was apparently on the moon was talking back. And people just believed it.
And yeah, like if I go to K2 mountain and I want to call home, I don't get signals, but I get signals on moon. That's amazing.
That defeats the whole purpose. If you can't get a signal here, how are you going to get a signal somewhere else?
Exactly,
that's outside of
it's like the
basis
suddenly
of the
Earth. Erected telephone lines on the moon.
We got to go to the moon to find out.
It is so crazy. We'll be right back.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Media techniques that are being used to, you know, highlight an idea, they work a lot.
Absolutely,
they work on your mind, they work on your thoughts, they change your thoughts.
You've highlighted such a good point here, because it is about that big lie. Big lie, right? The thing. So if you tell a small lie, people might reject it. But if you tell a really big lie, people are more likely to believe it. That's the general idea. Really big, like 9/11, right? That kind of big. You tell it, people are going to buy it, because the human mind can't comprehend that somebody would lie that much.
To such an extent.
Right?
Exactly.
But the idea here, bringing it back to racism, is the man landing on the moon, it was at the end of the day a white man, right? And so it plays into the narrative of, look, they are the dominant, better people. They are able to do things which you can't
you
do.
You cannot.
Right? You know, they are the pioneers of the greatest sciences of the world, and they have lots of heroes and political figures as well, who we all look up to and think that they are the actual people who changed the destiny of humanity.
You even look at, suppose, like children's shows. What did they teach children from a young age? Look, the hero is a white man, right? The area where he's from is a majority white, right? If you're colored, if you are from a different area, you have a different language, society doesn't accept you for who you are. You have to strive to be like the white man, right? Yeah. Any hero they've made for children, they're all white, right? Even like movies nowadays, the main character is white.
Yeah.
Just to push that idea that, look, what the white man can do isn't like at the same level. It's not on par with something a minority group, someone from a minority group.
It comes down to the whole idea of like scientific racism, the whole idea of eugenics, because they actually did promote the idea that certain races are better at certain things. So the white race is better at leadership. You, as a brown person, for example, you are better at driving a taxi. You're good at that. You're hardworking, and that's a good thing. If you're a black person, you're better at crime. You are better at that.
They justified their own beliefs here,
right?
And they've really pushed it, and they've taken it to such an extent where even someone who isn't accustomed to that just accepts it now. No one fights against this thing anymore.
really interesting discussion that we've had, and we've barely even scratched the surface, but unfortunately we're out of time. From myself, from Sayyid Ja'far, and from Sister Zainab, we bid you assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Rabbi, let the ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.